Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, here to get you where you want to go. I'm in the gym this morning, and I see this guy who's in visible pain. I mean, I see him, and he's cringing, and he's in pain, and he's making weird noises. So I asked him if he's okay, and we end up striking up a conversation. And it turns out that he's one of these guys that has a New Year's resolution, right? One of the reasons gyms are always busy in January is because of these New Year's resolutions. And he just started working out again, and he hadn't worked out in probably 2 years. And he's in agony because he's so stiff from some of the things he's done because he hasn't worked out. And he's doing this huge hour and a half workout where he's killing himself and, you know, really doing a ton of work. And at the same time, he's got this crazy diet going on. He wants to lose 30 pounds in 2 months. And, you know, I didn't go into any detail with him about my life philosophy, but all I kept thinking was, but moderation, right? Adjust your lifestyle. Don't go cold turkey. I mean, if you're going to start working out, but do it slowly. Do a little bit at a time. Work your way in instead of beating yourself up so that you're in agony the next day. The other thing that moderation does is it allows you to maintain what you're doing long term, and it creates greater balance in life. You know, and I think moderation can be applied anywhere. You think about work, people that work too much. You know, if you're a workaholic, there's a good possibility that your home life is going to suffer. You know, your kids don't know you, or they don't particularly like you a lot. Maybe your significant other is you know, You probably don't have a wonderful marriage or a wonderful relationship with that person if you're working constantly. So there's some life balance that comes with moderation of work. And then there's the moderation of play, right? If you play too much, you're not working enough. And then all of a sudden, you know, your job suffers or your performance suffers because you're playing too much. So there is a happy medium, and life is about striking that balance. And I know these are things we all know, and these are things we've talked about before, but I think it's important to just revisit these things and look at your life and ask yourself, is your life in balance right now? Are you trying to do too much? Are you too focused in one area? I used to be a runner, and when I would run, when I try to do more than 8 miles a day, if I did that for more than a month or two, I would get shin splints and knee pain and all kinds of other things. But I found that, you know, if I ran between 3 and 5 miles a day, I could maintain that for a longer period of time. That's an example of moderation. It's finding that balance that works for you, that works with everyone involved, and finding a way to stay centered, right? And keeping yourself where you should be long term. That's what it's all about. So if you're going to make some changes, do them gradually if you can. Don't let any one thing consume your life, and just strike that balance in life. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clearing your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, just take a look at your life. Find those areas where you feel like you're off balance, and make some moderate changes. Do what you can to get things back into moderation. Adjust your lifestyle subtly, and figure out how to maintain the right balance for you.